Asia is considered one of the world's most important markets, particularly for agriculture. Despite that, years of trade talks with Korea, Japan and China are yet to secure Australia a deal, even as other major competitors like New Zealand and the United States sign their own agreements. Trade analyst and former negotiator Peter Gallagher says that shouldn't concern Australian farmers, and that the agreement with the ASEAN countries, where 15% of Australia's goods and services are exported, is a huge win.
I mean, at the moment, for example, the countries of ASEAN, the 10 countries of ASEAN, account for almost 20% of Australia's trade. It's a very big part of our overall focus. And if you look at it product by product, you know, Japan and Korea are the number one and two beef markets. ASEAN itself accounts for, well, more than 30% of our dairy exports, just to take two of the largest, exports, in grains and in horticulture, in fish, right across the board. It's an extremely important market to us. Initially, of course, dominated by Japan, but increasingly through the 80s and 90s, Indonesia, for example, has become an extremely important grains market for us, as well as a dairy market.
When the Australian government signed the ASEAN deal, the US Farmers Group expressed some concern that their trade deals were getting held up with Asian countries through Congress. What's the competition like to get into Asian countries?
Look, the competition on free trade deals is probably not what we should look at. It's true that the US is being held up because the Obama administration has got basically other priorities. For both us and the US, for example, in the Korean market, let's look at that. There's a big offer there on the free trade agreement because the US has, at least in principle, got a reduction of a 40% tariff on beef to zero. Now, if they got that and we didn't have it, there'd be a huge difference in the tax on the imports. But still, the thing that matters most to both of us is relationships with customers, acceptance of the product, and the Americans have got a big problem with there on that one BSE case they had. They're still fighting to win back acceptance. Relationships with the buyers, all those sorts of things actually probably make a bigger difference than reducing the tax. That improves the profitability if you can cut the tariffs, of course. Of course it does, but it's those other things about marketing and customer relationships. Those are the things that really win you the market.
So should we be concerned that, say, New Zealand got a free trade agreement with China, as you talked about the US agreements with Korea as being renegotiated and moving along there? Australia's...
Concerned, yeah, maybe concerned. Very jealous. I think we would be very jealous.
Australia's still waiting, though, for free trade agreements with Korea and China.
Well, look, New Zealand's an entirely different case. I don't think we can really compare. The Chinese see the Australian market or the Australian production capacity as much bigger than New Zealand. They have it's a broader commercial relationship than they have with New Zealand. I think the China agreement is in the too hard basket for the moment, to be honest. They don't want to do anything that would jeopardise farm incomes, and they see Australia as a threat, or at least under free trade conditions, a threat to prices for their own production.
Should we be moving on from a Chinese free trade agreement and just accept that maybe it's not going to happen?
No. I think we have to pursue it. I mean, it would be nuts to drop it. You don't want to drop it. Look, it's going to be difficult with Japan, too. It is difficult with Japan. It's difficult with Korea. But you certainly can't drop it. Those governments have said, yes, we have the intention of negotiating these agreements, and we'd be out of our minds to even think about drawing back from that. What I'm saying is we shouldn't peg our commercial strategies on that.
So stepping back, and when Australian farmers and exporters see free trade agreements being signed with New Zealand and progressing with the US, with Korea, should farmers be concerned about Australia missing out, or is Australia progressing well with free trade agreements?
We're doing very well compared to the US. The US has got to a position where it's stalled itself. You know, so if you think of this as a competition, and that's actually a crazy way of thinking about it, but if we talk about it, just, you know, imagine it as a competition, we're doing very well.